before we go to Harry Perriman, JJ from Lilydale wants to know where Arnie Titmuss's dad is because he's been interviewed on another station, apparently. He was done yesterday, JJ. This is the Olympic station. You don't have to wait 24 hours. It was done yesterday, not long after the win, on this station. So
people know who you are, man.
That's right. People who know who you are, man, has already done him. So we haven't missed the ball at all, JJ. I think you might have missed the ball on that one.
Another one.
Harry's with us for Keezer, struggling with back pain. Now's the time for Keezer. He's with the GWS Giants. He's a very, very good footballer, and he may just be one of our men by the end of this interview. Harry, welcome.
G'day, boys. Thanks for having me.
Oh, what
where
happened?
You been?
What did you do with your phone?
Yeah, I bloody totally forgot about it. Sorry, boys. I was asleep.
What?
Yeah, I set the alarm for 8 o'clock, and I bloody forgot about it.
Oh, Harry.
That's not what a farm boy does. He's normally up with the sun, isn't he?
Oh, no, we're a bit different the way we operate now, farm. We usually just cruise into the morning, take it easy.
You had your cuppa yet?
Nah, I haven't had one yet. I'll be having one after this, I reckon.
Hey, we're going to talk farming in a moment because Tim and I got a great passion for it, but we've got to acknowledge that the Giants, their performance against Essendon, I thought, was really special given that their whole season basically was on the line. Are you still giving yourselves a good chance of competing in September?
Yeah, I reckon so. We've got 4 more games to a final, so hopefully we can get a bit of momentum up after that win on the weekend. The boys got a bit more confidence back after the win, so hopefully we can get a bit of a run on now leading into finals.
You've been a bit of a nomad. At one stage you were leading the Coleman medal, you were kicking goals from everywhere, the next minute you can sort of play through the middle, and now you sort of settle down in the back half. Where do you like playing your footy best?
Yeah, I've always wanted to get into the midfield, but I say it every pre-season to Leon, but we tend to always have a few injuries down back and always end up down back, so I'm not too fussed, to be honest. Wherever he wants me to play, I'll just do whatever for the team.
Well, Harry, you're pretty tight with the coach, I hear. You look like his son. What's the relationship the two of you got?
Yeah, the boys always joke around about that one. A classic gag going on. Leon get on well. He's pretty cruisy kind of bloke, so he's easy to talk to, and we get on quite well.
I do a little bit of work occasionally with Heath Shaw. Now, he's told me that you're the best kick at the Giants, better than Lockie Whitfield.
What?
Yes. Unbelievable.
Jeez, I don't know. I think Shaw is carrying on a bit there. I don't know about that one.
Hey, you stack up all right against him, though, don't you, in the whole skill department?
Oh, yeah, not too bad. Witters is probably on another level, I reckon.
He was good, particularly in that second half against the Bombers at the weekend. You were grinding away there for a while, but you got their measure ultimately, but it looked like a pretty tough sort of a game.
Yeah, it was. I think we gave them a bit of a head start early on in that first quarter, and then we kind of reeled them back in. And after half time, we really locked down defensively, which is what we've spoken about all week, and I think it's something we've really needed to work on over the past month and a bit. I think we restrict them to 1 or 2 goals in the second half, so I'm sure Leon and the boys would be happy with that.
You come from the tiny town in New South Wales of Collingully.
Collingully,
is that the right way to pronounce it? Yep.
Yeah, that's it. 10 minutes from Wagga.
Right. Mixed farm?
What's that?
Were you on a mixed farm?
We've got a bit of everything. We do, we grow wheat, canola, barley, and then we run a few cattle and a few sheep as well. So keeps Dad and the brothers pretty busy.
What are you running?
What's that?
What sort of animals are you running?
We got just the Angus cattle.
Nice, nice.
We've got about 100 of them, and then we got just Merino ewes and Merino sheep.
Merino, no Dorpers. Gary's gone down the Dorper track.
Oh, the Dorpers, yeah, nah. We don't run any of them.
They're sort of scroungy-looking sheep, aren't they? I know you don't have to shear them, which is one of the great benefits of having a Dorper, but the Merinos, the wool prices at the moment are just magnificent.
Yeah, no, they're definitely going off. So that's why, Gary, you didn't need to get rid of the Dorpers, mate. Get a few Merino for the wool.
I'm thinking of diversifying a bit. How many acres are you on?
We got 5,000 now. So,
how many?
5,000 acres.
5,000, yeah, not a bad land, not a bad patch. What sort of tractor?
You'll have to come out.
Hey, I'd love to. What sort of tractor you got?
Dad just bought a new John Deere. We've got a few John Deere's.
You got a few John Deere's?
Yeah, a case. We've got a case. Massey Ferguson.
How many tracks has she got?
I think we've got a bit, I don't know, maybe 4 or 5.
Oh, yeah. Gary, when it's been a good season and the wool prices are up and the beef prices up, you go and you buy yourself a new tractor. I've told you that before.
When you had glandular fever early in the year, you went back to the farm for a little bit of R&R. What was that like?
Yeah, not too bad. I didn't do much for the first week, but after that I got to work a little bit.
Mum look after you? Did a little bit of home cooked hooking?
Yeah, a bit of home cooked dinners were nice.
Hey, Harry, I don't know whether you can probably add this. You can talk to your dad about this if you want to. But Gary, he's gone down this track with his lambs. He runs them in the ocean and salts them and then sort of walks them through a field of rosemary, and he actually sells the salted rosemary lamb. Has your old man thought about something along those lines?
Yeah. I'll have to tell him about that. He'll have to buy some land on the coast.
Not much salted water up in Collin Gully. Are you R.M. Williams man or are you more your Blundstone operator?
I don't know. Not really any of them, to be honest. Mate, I'll pull on the old Redback boots every now and then.
Are you a candidate for Farmer Wants a Wife, Harry, or you got a special somebody in your life?
I'm actually taken. I'm actually taken at the moment. But that was a bit of a joke going around for a while as well. Get on the old farm once a while.
Do you think you'll end up back in Collin Gully? Do you think the old man will carve off 1,000 acres or something for you? Or?
Yeah, well, that's the plan. I'm not really interested on anything else. So I think when I'm done footy, I'll be straight back there.
Who would be the most uncomfortable of all your teammates? Who would be the most uncomfortable out on the farm with you, do you think?
I reckon I'd Timmy Torino. I don't know how he'd go out in the farm. Toby Green thinks he's a bit of a farmer every now and then, but I reckon he'd struggle as well.
Toby would be one of those R.M. William type farmers that would go out with the Financial Review under his arm just to have a look at his stock and see how they're travelling.
I reckon he'd struggle.
Harry, you're a joy, mate, to talk to. You might appreciate that Tim and I are hardcore farmers. Hardcore. So when we find a kindred spirit, we just love talking to them. So you're one of ours from now on, my friend, and good luck for the next 4 weeks. It's going to be a really interesting run to the finals. The Giants have got themselves in contention, so it's going to be a great watch.
Thanks, boys. Cheers.
On you, Harry.
Harry Perryman there, who's, I reckon, 8 seconds into the interview, you work out that he's one of ours.
He's authentic, Harry.
Oh, sorry, boys. Yeah, bloody hell, slept in. Which is not really far.
How many tractors has he got? He's got a New Holland, a John Deere.
He's got 5,000 acres, Wisp.
Oh, that's a big property.
It is a big property.
That's a lot of dirt, Gary.
It is a lot.